tweet at TodaySOR.
An idea for a payments business that was cooked up at a kitchen table has led to a deal that will net Noel and Valerie Moran €327 million. Now, on top of that, they have both just won prestigious business awards in what's been a whirlwind week. Noel and Valerie Moran, the founders of Prepaid Financial Services, are with me in studio. Good morning to you. Thank you both indeed for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's a great success story. Noel, you've been with us before on the programme, but just remind us what your company Prepaid Financial Services does.
Yeah, so I guess the easiest way to describe what we do is we provide alternative banking solutions or alternative solutions for corporate clients who might want a branded solution or a tailored solution to meet their own specific needs. And that will specifically be around current accounts. It could be around payment processing. It could be around prepaid cards. Anything to do with payments, really, we can automate or provide an electronic solution.
Yeah, and you're operating, is it about 24 countries now?
Yeah, we have live products in 25 different EU countries.
And you have e-wallets, digital banking software and other services?
Yeah, anything really where there's cash or checks, we'll have some sort of automated solution to replace that and automate it.
So Valerie, you take us back to the start. How did all of this begin and when?
Well, it started off early 2008. Late 2008 in October. And it started off from the kitchen table. I was working there myself. Back those days, there was nothing to do, so we had no clients. And then it really progressed on. We realized from the kitchen table, you couldn't bring customers or clients, so we had to find an office. We then found an office in Hanover Square, in March 2009.
In London.
In London. And March 2009, that's when we actually hired our second employee and Noel joined me in the office. And that's when it actually started PFS took off as a business. And from there, really, we started trying to engage clients to try and get new business, and we moved on.
Yeah, I'm just thinking 2008, 2009, all. Mm-hmm. There weren't the most auspicious times to be trying to launch everything, anything. It was more trying to save things more than launch them.
Yeah, exactly. It happened by default. That was in the middle of the recession, or the start of the recession, not even the middle of it. So I had lost my job working in London. So you're dead right. People were cutting back. They were scaling down as opposed to scaling up. So it kind of happened by default. I was a little bit forced into it insofar as I needed to do something to find work. So we tried to, we set up our own business and took a different angle, I guess, on what mm-hmm. that company did. And lucky enough, it worked out for us.
Yeah. Your background, Valerie, is in Zimbabwe.
Yes, I grew up in Zimbabwe in a family of five. And then I decided to move to the UK around the early 2000s, 2003, 2004. And that was because my sister she had moved to the UK first. And then when I moved to the UK, I didn't immediately work in payments because I didn't have payments experience. But I had been working in real estate and financial services prior to that. But the financial services I was working was mainly insurance, mm-hmm. really,
and
not payments.
Was it the Mugabe regime and how things were deteriorating in Zimbabwe mm-hmm. that prompted you to up sticks?
Actually, at the time, yes, I'd have to say so, because things were really getting difficult in Zimbabwe. There was the issue with the tobacco farmers, and things were economically were just not improving. So I had to leave.
And Noel, how did you pair meet? I mean, did it begin with business and lead to romance, or was it the other way around?
I think it was a bit of both, to be honest, Sean. So we met at a payment conference actually in central London. 13, 14 years ago.
It was in somewhere in
Cavendish Square.
Yeah. So anyway, then that led on to other things, marriage and business and all the rest of it. And now your company is based in Ireland here in County Meath.
Yeah, so a number of years ago we were obviously starting to expand in the UK, but we had call centre staff in the UK. And our office was in Carnaby Street back then, and we had one of the dearest call centres in Europe at that stage. So mm-hmm. we decided to place some of the back office roles here in Ireland. That's how it originally started out. And that worked out very well for us. And we realised very quickly that there was a good pool of staff available to us and a lot of experienced people who work in the payments industry and may have been travelling to Dublin. And, you know, things are changing. People don't want that commute anymore, so they're looking for local jobs. So we started putting more jobs back in Navan then, and it's proved very, very successful.
And how many people work for the company altogether now?
So on the PFS side of things, we have about 110, 115 in Navan office, and then we have a separate payments company called Ecom Merchant Solutions. And there's about 55 there.
Now, Valerie, it's a very rare thing for us to have people in studio who sell a business for hundreds of millions, not least when it started at the kitchen table. Tell me about this deal. It's 327 million and it's sold to EML Payments. That's an Australian company. Was that always the hope or the plan?
Well, the hope and the plan really, at some point we knew we were going to eventually sell the business. But in selling the business, we were not going to just sell it to anyone. It was selling the business to someone who'd complement what we wanted to do and basically take the business forward to a different level. The deal with EML is actually a very good one. We wanted to be in different continents like Australia and the US, and they come with that. They're also a listed company. Our plans, I think early 2018, we did put out a press release that we wanted to be listed on the stock exchange. That didn't work out because obviously the issue with Brexit. So this particular deal has given us both sides of the world that mm-hmm. we couldn't reach out to. For EML as well, it has been a good deal in the sense that they're not in Europe. Our license allows us to operate across 24 different European countries. So we come with that and we can basically offer them that.
And your workers, Noel, are getting a share of the proceeds of the sale. I mean, to what extent? I mean, like, are they kind of really significant amounts?
Yeah, in total, there's about 11% of the total proceeds actually go to the staff. So a lot of that with the guys who were on board with us from the early days, from year one, year two. And then for the more recent guys, there's a 3% staff pool as well, too, for staff.
So for the individuals, it could be as high as, what, 300, 350,000?
Yeah, there's some getting significantly more than that. Depends on how many years you've been with us. Some staff have been with us for 9, 10 years. A lot more recent. We've obviously grown a little bit more in the last 3 years. So we've staff who've only been there 2, 3 years. But yeah, there's millions been shared out across staff.
So great thing to, great bit of news to get, especially coming up to Christmas, as we say. And then you've got this other venture. You bought a significant piece of real estate up there in County Meath. It's
Bechtive House.
Sorry, I was nearly calling it something else. Beginning with B. It's Bechtive House. So what's been happening there?
So Bechtive House, we bought it in 2006. And it was really derelict. And so what we've been doing is that we've been working to restore the good part of the stables, and we've managed to do that. And then now we're working with an architect and the council basically to get planning permission to basically restore the house and possibly build a hotel. A 5-star hotel, that is our intention, hopefully if all goes well. Now, it is a long project, so it will take some time, basically.
Right, so, and you're developing, I think, a herd of particularly, a particular herd of animals there as well, is that right? No.
Well, that actually happened just by default as well, a bit like the business, so... I'm an animal lover, and there was actually someone else locally that was selling a herd of alpacas about 5 or 6 months
yes.
ago. So
mm-hmm.
we actually just reached out to them and we ended up buying them. So it's more for the love of animals than
anything
else.
And what do they
do? Well, not a lot. They're very quiet. They're very easy to keep, to be honest. There's very little feeding and maintenance on them. So that was one of the reasons why we decided.
I know, but I mean, do you
go ahead and get them?
Did they turn into a meat product, or do you?
No,
they're not
no.
just
no.
pets, or are
no.
they just pets?
Well, they are just pets, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, their wool. Their wool is obviously you can use their wool the same as a sheep, and you can make garments out of it. But really, it is just for
how
a
many
pet,
of them.
So we have 12, there's 11 there, there's one more on the way, there's 12
okay,
in total.
Right. So it's small a relatively small family or flock or whatever. Now, you were talking about, you were in the Irish Times there a few days ago, about Brexit and the missed opportunities that have passed us by. What are you referring there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's my own personal opinion. You know, we were working in the heart of it in London, and when Brexit came about, it was obviously it was a shock to everyone because it was unexpected in the financial world in London. But, you know, all of those regulated entities that were regulated by the FCA in the UK had to go and find a home somewhere else. And there was hundreds of them, and there still is hundreds of them. And some of them today don't even have a home yet. And I just think we had a better opportunity to capitalise on that from a regulatory perspective here, and we could have created a lot more jobs out of it. And I know people refer to Dublin now as being the centre of financial services, but I think we could have capitalised on our specific industry, the e-money industry, outside of banking a little bit more, and we missed an opportunity.
Do you think it would have provided opportunities for thousands more jobs?
Yeah, it is thousands. There's hundreds of firms, so mm-hmm. all of those firms have multiple people employed.
And who got in ahead of us then with that?
They kind of went everywhere all over Europe. You had some that went to Latvia, Lithuania were at the forefront of it, Germany, Frankfurt, the Netherlands, Malta, Lithuania. So there's a mix of everything. They kind of ended up spreading out all over different regulatory jurisdictions in Europe.
So what's left of the pickings at this stage for us?
Well, probably not a lot. You're down to new startups now at this stage. All the more established ones will certainly have
got a home. People looking back might say, look, we didn't have a great history of regulation if you look at what happened in the financial services sector, and maybe we just didn't maybe have the scale to take on an awful lot more than we had.
Yeah, well, you can say that, all right. But, you know, if you look at what's happening, I mean, our industry is the future. That's the way it's going, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we develop a different type of product to a bank. You can't walk into a bank and get a tailored product to meet your needs. You get off-the-shelf products, you know. And that's not what corporate wants. They need more flexible solutions in this day and age, and they're going to fintechs for those solutions because the banks are simply not providing them. So, you know, we'll have a completely different financial services industry here in 20, 25 years' time than we have now.
Finally, Valerie, I know you're both still quite young, but having had such a windfall, were you not just tempted to retire and take it easy?
I think you've said it quite young, exactly. So, and being the people that we are, I don't think that would really suit us. We have another business, which is another payments company, Ecom, which is in Navan. So we intend to build Ecom to the same level as PFS. So we still have another job to do.
So will you be competing with your old company then?
No, we're not competing. It's not in the same space.
Okay, well, look, congratulations on the great success and continued success for you, and best luck with those animals.
Thanks very much.
In Bechtov House. Noel and Valerie Moran, founders of Prepaid Financial Services, thank you both for coming in. We're talking after the break with somebody who is retiring quite soon. That's Mary Kennedy. Join us for that.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.